God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb, a kick against the holy wound, a kick against the...
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hello! Here we are again. It keeps getting more and more crazy, but it just doesn't get to the point where now it's out of control. Even though it's under control, it has to get where it looks like it is completely out of control in order for it to look like it is under control, or that there might be a pattern to it. Visible's in the saucer pot again, all over the place this time, because it's all over the place. Tensions are rising, pressures are building, and the Gulf might really be out of control. And meanwhile, TV keeps happening, people go on buying useless crap, and thinking about all the little selfish things they can do to please themselves, because it doesn't hit them, because everything is concentrated on what they want, and everything else is outside the windshield somewhere, like the homeless people and everything else. What are you going to do? The mainstream media keeps the public controlled by the Zionist message, and the alternative media is reporting one crisis after another. Nobody knows what's happening, and that is the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be, because nobody does know, and nobody ever has. There's a few groups of us right now. There's the big group that gets their news from the people who make up the news. There's the people who get their news from the people who mostly tell the truth but don't know the whole story. And there's whatever else there is. No matter what you hear, no matter what you fear, you don't know. What you do know is based on what you heard from people who present things that correspond to what you see and feel. But we don't know. We all know something is coming, and we know that certain things will come with it because they always do. But we don't know what they are. Because everything we hear is uniformly bad, we expect it's going to be bad. And a lot of it is because things have to change. The truth is that this is a new age. That means a beginning as much as an end. Okay, let's not focus on what's going down. Let's look at what's growing out of it. There are a group of people who are dedicated to taking care of themselves at the expense of everyone else. It's not a small group. It's not just one group. And they don't all get along. You can look at it a lot of ways, and that's going to influence what you see. What the shape is of what goes on around you, it won't be real, but it'll look like it. If you believe it, it will have the consistency of your belief. You can say it's not real, but concrete hurts if it hits you. Regardless, it depends on what you're paying attention to. I can go in a lot of directions now and mention many things with my take on it, but it's time for me to talk about what is real and what I base my understanding on. This is the key that I have found, and I'm living proof to myself, if not anyone else, that it works. If you don't give up. It is time for me to say what I believe, what I really believe, and live my life by. It's what I have found in travels. It is behind all appearances and woven out of them. It is the visible and invisible and everything else. It is all there is. We are a part of it, as it is all life forms. It is completely in command of everything it composes. No matter what you see, there was never a time it was not absolutely under control. Here's the problem. It doesn't look like that to the people that don't believe for a reason on purpose. That doesn't change. It's there. That's one problem, and that's your problem. Because if you believe it is in charge, because you don't, because you believe it is in charge. Because you don't believe it's in charge, it appears not to be, and you try to address it with no power. You may feel you have lots of power. All power comes from the One, and it doesn't get used unless He lets it. It appears that much power is in the hands of completely despicable people. It makes you wonder how a God can allow it. You have to remember, if you care, that there are different seasons that are ruled by different beliefs and appetites. You may not believe it, but it's true. We are in a dark age. The flow of time is long. There are times when evil is preeminent. The divine ineffable is still in charge. The people who believe this is true, from them danger flees. It is an inarguable point, and if you argue, you don't know what. If you don't know the divine ineffable is in control of every centimeter of earth, where you are standing is unpredictable. Even though it is under control, it may become unstable for the purpose of proving to you it is under control. Whatever it takes for you to understand. I'm telling you this because it's true. If you accept and let go into, you will find a preliminary period of testing, loss and trial. And you may believe when it seems, whatever seems, but from my own and anyone else who has taken the trouble to call for the divine with all their might and not about anything, no matter what it is, you'll find God. Discovering it there is one thing. There are those who believe, believing that it is under control is something, but actually realizing every particle is under control is waiting for you to catch something in the experience. You know that everything owns it, but we don't quite get that it's in every single particle, every single thing that happens. You can find it yourself, in fact, no matter. You find the truth to the degree that you want doubt to remain. This is how people do it. They will find the truth to the degree that they want doubt to stay, and they'll stop. If they find truth, and it's real truth, they have to take responsibility for it and live as if they believed. Hey, that's what it takes. And it's very hard, but it works. I had to do it. I had no choice. And so it's been. You know, I don't know what I live on, but it comes. I don't worry about it. I don't ask for it or anything. I just do what I do. I don't worry about it. And I'm never going to. And if I don't have anything, God's trying to show me something. I'll just sit and wait until He wants me, I guess. Now, you know, I'm a little messed up with the location of my, you probably noticed tonight's show, and I hope I'm making my point. I probably should have done a show, but I'm having a little trouble with the audio and my perception. You know, I'm trying to say something, and it's the most important thing I can say. I don't really have anything else to say to you, so it's going to be a short show. I've tried to think of something to say, but this is all I come up with. And if you can get to this, you know, then this is all that counts. Trying to think of how to put this. I don't even know what I said, but we'll see. You may think other things are true. You may think anything's true. They may be, but they all rest on God. Only God's true. The idea of free will is best expressed by saying your freedom to seek and follow the truth or anything else. You have basically the right to obey and learn, or you can rebel. And from there, you will be put through changes until you realize, well, here's what really happens. And everyone finds this out. And everybody makes all kinds of arguments about how it is. It really comes down to this. There is a living God. That's it. You find Him. You know. After that, you don't have to worry. But some of you don't worry. But anybody who wants to find Him, He's there. Everything in life that exists will have no reality but God. You can believe in it, but you can only see God in it. I don't want to be an authority on anything but my own experience. And having found this to be true, I've decided to impress it on any of you by making it clear that this is what I believe. It's what I found. I don't think there's anything else. Well, I have no, He's conscious, And he talks to me. He talks to anybody who wants to reach him. You know, I don't know how to explain that to you, but I don't have to convince anybody but myself. I've had problems believing what I know to be true, and so I have put through rotating examples that leave, you know, various options. What I found was I had no control over what I say and do. I'm repeatedly told as a result to rely on the divine. If I forget, I'm reminded. It's a bit maddening, since I believe I know why it's happening, to put me in a position that no matter what happens, I and anyone who cares can be shown things we might not allow ourselves to see unless we stop defining what we don't understand. I don't know who's going to be saved, but it depends on you. I tend to think if you believe all parts of a drama to show you what happens when the worst are in charge of the rest. You know, that's the drama we have. All the worst people are in charge. There's a reason for it. A lot of very smart people think that just because hegemonic psychopaths are in charge of the governments and media, banks and corporations, that the divine is non-existent. That is the lie that shackles people to the darkness. That is what they think they need to survive. They have all power, but they let it happen. This is a dark age. This shit happens. It doesn't change anything. But it's allowed for a while. You know, it doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter what you think. Nothing matters except you know the whole thing of life is set up as a trap to make believe that there's no God and you buy into that. Even though people try to put it in there, the world itself makes it appear there isn't one. That's intentional. You have to believe it exists. And if you do, you'll look for it. If you doubt what I'm saying, look for God. Really, don't give up. It might take some hardship, but that's it. I've done it, and so have others. You must want this more than anything, and God will not deny it to you. This is the whole purpose. People think God wants them not to have any of the things that, you know, we have because God's a no-fun guy. They don't even understand God. They're defining God. Nobody knows what God is. He's unpredictable, too. He might do anything. Most people do not want to find the divine, even those who say they want him, or they would have made the effort. There's no way. He needs to know you believe in him. He needs to know you. It comes down to this. You want to find God, you will. But make sure, you know, that that's what you want, because he'll take you at your word. You'll get to a certain point, and you'll find you have no control over anything. There's no telling what he'll put you through just to make you rely on him. I know. I've been going through it. And I mean no telling. And I don't want to talk about things that have happened because no one would believe me. But God knows you put yourself in his hands, and there's all this unfinished business. He starts clearing it up. And there's no telling what it'll do. You just have to leave it be. And I'm sitting here, wild stuff's happening. I just go, okay, and it solves itself. Then I'll have another situation that makes any sense. Boom. Because I leave it alone. He's saying, see, I can do this, I can. And I'm seeing that's what it is. Nothing really matters. It's like nothing really important matters. Everywhere I go, that's where I am. But God exists. Well, if I know that, then that's all I need. That's what it comes down to. There's a consciousness that is alive or there isn't. It's all powerful or it's not. If it's all powerful, who's going to mess with it? But you think the world, but you don't understand, he's putting the world through this to show you something. You either believe it or you don't. This is what I've found. I've studied just about everything, and then I did what I tell people to do. You want to find God? Go into a room for 3 or 4 days, 7 days, with just water, and just call out to God. Don't do anything else. Do it till he appears. Do it, he will. He'll see what you're up to. Hey, it never fails, but you have to not give up. Well, I did it in my own way. You know, and, you know, he'd disappear at times, but he was always there. And, you know, it makes us behave in ways that makes us look like we're not even who we are. But, you know, but, hello. Sorry about that. This show is very disoriented tonight. I know that. My text was messed up. I've had couple of glitches, and I was really behind on time. And I probably should have canceled, but I'm not going to do it anymore. I just want to make one important point. I don't care what problems you have. I don't care what you're trying to troubleshoot. I don't care what your philosophy is. Eventually, you find one thing. If you're looking, God is real. Call it what you want. It's alive, it's conscious, in control of everything. And everything else that's happening is testing your belief in that. You only have to find one thing. And if you look hard, you'll find him. Try as hard as you can, you'll find God. Numbers of us have contacted him. No matter what happens to us now, we know him. I guarantee you, stop everything you're doing, if you want. Other than that, everything else is something else. Anyway, I'm sorry for this here. I'll make up for it next week. And, I'm running late. I love you all. And I'll see you next week if there is one. Aloha. And the
see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.